Joining us now on the line is Briony Baird, PGA Tour pro and Jupiter resident. Briony, good morning to you.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, and I'm sure you're doing good this morning as well, and you're probably happy that you're not planning on playing in a fifth or sixth round at Final Stage because Q School is so grinding. It's got to feel good to have your status secure for 2010 because Q School is a grind. It's not fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's to use the word horrible, sometimes we throw that word around a lot, but that is one tournament that is no fun at all. You just want to get in there, take care of your business, and get out. And I don't think you ever think that you have it locked up until you make your last putt on the last hole. It's a very tough week.
When was the last time you were at Q School, Briony?
I was at Tour School in 2005. I finished 126th on the money list, and for those people listening out there, the magic number is 125. And it was you miss it by that little amount. And but what gives you some solace is you still have the Tour School to go to and hopefully regain your status back on the PGA Tour.
At 126, you also have some status. You can get unlimited sponsors, exemptions, and things like that. But at 126 that year, how many dollars did that translate to? Because I think this year was like $17,000.
Yeah, yeah. What are you asking me? How much did I miss my card by?
Yeah.
I know exactly how much I missed it by. $2,480.
$2,480. That is unbelievable. Briony Baird, PGA Tour Pro, joining us. And in 2005, Briony just told us he finished 126th on the money list and outside of the top 125 by a measly $2,480. Isn't it too bad, Briony? You couldn't just go write the PGA Tour a check for $2,500 and that be that. But when that happened to you 4 years ago, did you look back and say to yourself, did you have a moment where you said, only if I made this putt at this tournament, or only if I had done that at that tournament? Did you do that when you finished outside of the top 125 by $2,400?
Only for about 3 months.
Well, once you got...
It's unbelievable because it's not only a putt from one tournament. It sometimes is, the difference in if you'd have just made one more cut, and or the difference is if just one other guy hadn't have made such a large check in the second to last tournament of the year. I mean, it's amazing the tricks that it plays on your mind. How you relive things.
Right, Briony. It could even be a difference between tying for a spot versus having that spot in a certain tournament outright. A tie for 46 versus 46th outright, that could have been the difference, like that.
It's so little, it's unbelievable. But it's kind of like, you try to tell yourself when you walk off the 18th green, if you had not a great 18th hole, not a great 17th hole, we so strongly remember our last hole for some reason, but a lot of times it's really the first, the second, or the third hole that maybe puts you in the position to where you just didn't quite get it done. And we just sometimes the human nature, we just remember towards the end. And it really wasn't the end of the year that got me. It was, just not maybe playing so well throughout the entire year. So you try to trick your mind also there, and so you're able to sleep at night. But that, I got to admit, that was difficult.
If you're a Q School and you got four rounds under your belt and you're looking up at that leaderboard and you're, six shots back, seven shots back of that magic number 25 spot, what's the key at that point? Do you wind up mailing it in a little bit, or are you actually going to go out there and try and shoot 62 and move up?
Oh, for sure. You're with two rounds and you're six back, you're still fine at Tour School. Sometimes, you might not be as in a good a shape if you're trying to win a golf tournament on the PGA Tour being that far back. But you got to remember, you're still just trying to finish in the top 25 in ties, so you're six shots out with two rounds. The number's moving, from what I could tell, maybe one or two shots under par around. So you you're going to have a lot of times it's just that one day. You need that, like you said, try to shoot 62. You don't really try to shoot 62. You hope your game is good enough to allow you to shoot 62. And then you got to know that coming down the stretch, some of these guys, have not been in that situation before. May stumble a little bit and bring that number back, and instead of being 10, 11, 12 under par, it may drop back a shot. So you're not really out of it. You can always have that one magical day.
The vomit factor.
PGA Tour Pro Briony Baird joining us, a Jupiter resident, South Florida guy. Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Briony has taken part in Q School a number of times, most recently in 2005 when he finished $2,480 outside of 125 in the 126th spot. on the PGA Tour. Briny, I know you had a good 2009 season. How'd your year go?
Okay. Anytime it's all relative. You know, there's always another level you want to get to. I played well last year and finished, fairly high on the money list. And so this year, coming off of last year, maybe doesn't seem quite as good. But and look at the whole picture. This year was, I would probably sum it up, was fine. I'm glad to be talking to you guys and not being at tour school, but obviously I know I can play better, but I think that's everybody says that.
You'd also like to be at the Mercedes at the beginning of the year. What are your goals for next year?
I get asked that a lot. I really don't. I have never once set a goal. I think there's the obvious, obviously, yes, they're like, well, you don't want to win a tournament? I'm like, yeah, well, that's so obvious, of course, but I don't write those things down. I don't pencil them in. I find them kind of dangerous. What if my goal next year was to win a golf tournament after 10 years on the PGA Tour, which would be the obvious goal, and I win the first tournament of the year, now what? My brain kind of doesn't work that way. I've never needed motivation that way. I just go out and I play every week the best I can play, and we kind of move on from there, and that's always the way I've looked at the game of golf.
Are you working on anything in particular during this off season to any particular part of your game this off season to help?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn how to throw my fishing rod a little more level with the water, so I can go underneath everybody's docks. I can catch snook that way.
Nice.
I'm hoping that translates into maybe a few more putts made. I haven't really seen any clear studies on that, but I got to believe it can't hurt.
So Briny obviously taking a break from golf. And, Briny, obviously a story we've heard recently and over the last year plus is the economy and how the economy is rough, and it's not, things are not as good as they were a year, two, 3 years ago, and sports is no different and golf is no different, and PGA Tour sponsorships, companies leaving, companies scaling back the money that they spend. As a player, how have you noticed sponsorships changing over the last year or 2 years?
Exactly what you said. There's cutbacks. I think there's... Obviously, there's cutbacks in every line of work, and there's no way we were ever going to be immune to it. I don't think it has to do, it's just, like you said, it's the economy itself, and there's a trickle-down effect, and I think that, I can see it myself in some of my contracts with, some of the leading companies in golf just don't have the IE, the Titleist, the Callaways, the TaylorMades. They just won't throw the money around like they used to. I think, 5 or 6 years ago, of the companies, and I think it was all across the board in all aspects of life, people were throwing a lot of money around to, say CEOs, executives, they're just not throwing that kind of money around like they used to. So, I definitely do feel it, but you're never going to hear me complain. I play golf for a living and get paid very well.
Do you have any contracts that are coming up or that you're renegotiating for 2010 this year?
Yeah, actually, I just renegotiated my the one contract that I like the most. That's my P.F. Chang's contract.
Yeah, P.F. Chang's.
I'm glad we got another 2-year deal from them, so that's always nice. That is my favorite contract by far.
Briny, what do you call that hat? Is that that's not a cowboy hat, but what is the hat, the P.F. Chang's hat you wear? What is that called?
That's just called I don't want to get zapped by the sun every day of my life hat. I don't know if it's called anything. Someone called it a fedora one time, and I was like, okay.
It's not a fedora.
That's not a fedora.
Bear Bryant wore a fedora.
I don't know what it is. It's just, it keeps the sun off of me, and hopefully it'll allow me to play golf a little longer than I'm probably supposed to.
It's a great, that hat's a good, they used to say about Duffy, how does he wear that hat that he used to wear with all the flowers? Well, it's a trademark. It's something that makes them recognizable. And in Briny's world, Briny is instantly recognizable anywhere on any golf course because of his hat. Did they switch your compensation on that contract to more incentive-based, or is that basically sort of status quo for you?
I think that's one thing that they're doing is they're maybe backing down. I'm not necessarily saying that that's what happened with P.F. Chang's, but I've noticed in other contracts where they do want it more performance-based instead of such, okay, you had a good year this year, so we'll sign you a 2-year deal based on what you did this year. They're trying to go away from that. They want to get more bang for their buck, so obviously the best way to do that is to make it more incentive-based.
Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic as we broadcast live this morning from Bear Lakes Country Club for final stage of Q School in West Palm Beach. Briny Baer joining us, PGA Tour Pro and Jupiter resident. Briny, last thing for you. And I don't want to put you on the spot, and you can answer this question in any way you feel appropriate, but as a radio guy, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you. the Tiger Woods controversy over the last 10 days. I'm sure you've been seeing some reports on the television. As a fellow PGA Tour pro, what are your thoughts and impressions of this story?
The way I look at it, obviously everybody has thoughts and impressions, and I feel like if you have to answer that question, it is difficult. You know, obviously I feel terrible for everything that's happened, because honestly, there's, outside of maybe my immediate family, there's no one that's done more for me golf-wise than Tiger Woods. The Tiger Woods effect has allowed me to play golf for a living and make very, very good money. And I think it's all the Tiger Woods effect. So, you know, for me to say anything negative about Tiger Woods, which I don't think I ever would anyway, it would just be insane. I think the bottom line is he's got some family issues that he's gonna straighten out, you know, one way or another. And I think that time heals. I think we all forget about some of the bad things that have happened in life, and we move on. And it's, you know, you give it a little bit of time. You know, by the time we get to San Diego, I think that the one constant that's probably going to happen again is that son of a gun's going to come out and kick our butts again, I bet.
Well said, Bronny. Bronny Baird, PGA Tour pro and Jupiter resident, all-around good guy. And he's fishing today, Peter. He's not worrying about fifth round at PGA Tour Q School. Bronny, thank you so much for the time. Good luck in 2010.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks, Peter.
What time's the boat leave the dock, Bronny? I'm on my way.
What do you mean, what time's it leave the dock? Where do you think I am right now?
There he is, Bronny Baird, PGA Tour pro and Jupiter resident, and avid fisher, joining us on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Coming up next, Ken Kennerly, Honda Classic executive director, also runs a player management firm. Three IGP Group players are here this week at Q School. We'll talk to Ken about that next.